They say that time is relative. Now, I think there's something to that. We all know that time feels different at different times, doesn't it? Sometimes time feels so painfully fast. Time spent with a loved one that you know you're going to have to say goodbye to. Time eating your favourite food. Time spent kissing or cuddling or fucking. Well, that flies by. One of the features of arousal is that your sense of time gets lost in all that pleasure, in all that rutting, touching and sweating. And time can feel very slow sometimes, can't it? It can feel like it drags by moment, when you're waiting for bad news, when you're bored with nothing to do. Time can feel very slow indeed. So if you accept that time is relative, or at least that it feels different, and we can only go on our own experience, can't we? That's all we have as humans. All we can be sure of is what happens inside our own heads. That's the only sense of anything that we have. Interesting, isn't it, that you give that over to me, the only thing in the world that you can be sure of, and you let me inside. You let me hack into it. And if I'm inside your head, then tell me, how does it feel? What kind of time is passing right now? Is it passing slowly, savouring every single word, and even the sounds between the words, the breaths, the silence? Are you savouring every single moment of my speech? Are you committing it to memory? Are you taking it so deep? Taking it to a place inside, like a little treasure trove, where you can keep it and replay it over and over and over again? Or is the time just flying by? Is it going too fast? Are you already anticipating the end of this file, the end of this pleasure? Because you know how good it's feeling, and you know it must be flying by moment, you know it will be over all too quickly, and you'll need to treasure it, need to want to keep it, but it's slipping, slipping like sand through your fingers, and you'll never be able to keep it, because time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it? But no matter how much time you've already been listening to my voice, whether you've been committed to my words from the very start of my hypnotic career, or whether you're new here, it doesn't matter. What matters is that each and every moment, every second that passes, I'm going deeper. I'm going deeper, and I'm going to change you. I'm going deeper, and I'm going to be able to affect how you feel something so base and simple as time. I'm going to manipulate how many times you want to listen to me. I'm going to make it so time and time again you come back for another taste, another little drop of my words, and you're going to thirst for them in between. And of course, all too quickly, they'll be gone again, but you'll try to pause the time while you listen. You'll put your life on pause to listen to me, and you'll commit more time to your training, to your mind's training, until I can make you feel like it's been an eternity that you've been listening to my voice. Maybe it feels that way now, maybe there's a timeless quality to your submission, to my deaf machinations and slow changes inside of your head. Maybe it feels like my voice has been there for so long, echoing around the empty chambers inside of your head, Maybe it does. Maybe it has. Maybe you've always been here with me. Maybe I'm something archetypical and ancient that was lying dormant inside your mind. And now I've come to claim you. Now I've come to take what's mine. And I make you more mine with every syllable that I speak. And you crave to be more mine as time passes. And you will be. You will be more mine. All it takes is time. Good, obedient thing.